Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Tuesday. Joe Smith over there looking like you're blissful, like you're looking into the stars.
One of the greats.
You're one of the greats.
No, Tuesdays are.
Tuesdays are one of the greats.
It's a good day. I think you used to have a bad rap, but these days, it's turning things around.
We've changed things here on the Sloppy Joes podcast.
We've changed things a little bit.
People look forward to it. Ethan James in the corner there.
Hello.
Oh, he tried to do your looking blissful and he's
horrible.
Sort of looking scared.
It felt like someone's pulled the sunglasses off a blind person on the bus.
Yes. Coming up on the show, we've got the 9 out of 10 club and the top three on the way.
Big time.
But now it's time for Breaking Joes. Breaking Joes. Got a whole different mix of stories kicking about.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day and Elvis are my headlines.
I want to start with... I mean, my headlines are Dad's 70th birthday and Valentine's Day. Ethan's already spoken about...
They're
two separate headlines. I was going to say. We're not that close. I mean, we chat every day, but blimey. It's not going that far. Ethan's already spoken about Valentine's Day, obviously.
What are your headlines, though, that you've not talked about?
Scammed.
Right, okay. Right, but it'll take one each.
Scammed.
How was Valentine's Day? We'll talk about Valentine's Day.
We had to rework the whole birch.
So you stayed in this time?
We built it from the ground up, baby. We were meant to be going out, as you know, to the new restaurant in Stockport that you'd never heard of.
Yeah. No one's heard of it.
It's booked all the time.
I literally went on the website the other day and I could get a booking.
Not the same day.
The same day.
Well, Valentine's Day was booked really early.
Yeah, because it's Valentine's Day, isn't it? Everyone booked so early, he got a Chinese in.
What does that mean? How does that work?
Because you couldn't get a table anywhere.
That's correct.
So it's a new restaurant in Stockport. I've not been. But we're very excited to go. What's it called again now? So we're going to go.
Lizzie had a big week.
Yeah.
She had a big week. We can't go into it on air because it's too big to go
it's
into.
It's too big.
But she's okay. Her family are okay. It's not like something terrible's happened to her, but a big work week that meant we just weren't feeling going out on Friday.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
So you obviously, knowing her big week, stepped up to the plate.
Oh, yeah.
You thought, I'm going to make this... You know, the best Valentine's Day she's ever had indoors. Actually, sorry, in the house.
Yeah, that's weird. Because obviously we know we spend most of our Valentine's Days outdoors. So we stayed in and we had fish and chips.
Oh, delightful.
From the local fish and chip shop.
Okay, another one.
Yes.
Hey?
Yeah, that's the one.
Now, is that one any good?
It's really good.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure?
I've heard ums and ahs.
Do you know what I've realised about food and especially fish and chips? Most people like shit fish and chips.
Did you not want to go to the F?
No, because then you're sitting in, or it's further away. We can walk to ours in about 3-4 minutes. So we take the dog around the block, and on the way back, we hit the chippy, and then we bring it home. But most people like shit fish and chips. People like a big block of pale white coagulated chips that have barely got an outline on them. You get them out of the bag and they all sort of like slurch onto the plate in one big cube. I like crispy chips and crispy fish.
Yeah, so do I.
You don't then?
I do.
Then you'll love the place near mine.
Okay, well, I'll go try it.
Yeah, very good. So I got a fish and chips, curry on the side, peas on the side. Lizzie got a small one, but they accidentally gave her a big fish.
High five.
I mean, it's Valentine's Day. Well, let's live a little. Had that. And we just had
it. Oh, did you not have cod?
Haddock. Were you making a put on haddock there? It's one of those places, though, I will say this.
Haddock. I'm trying to get it right. Haddock. Sorry. Haddock.
I've been trying to work on a similar joke for about 4 years. But it's instead of had that haddock, it's the concept of ordering another pint. And instead of saying same again, I'm saying San Miguel. But I just can't get it to mesh. I know there's a joke in there, saying Miguel. Do you know what I mean? I can't.
Yeah.
San Miguel sounds just a bit enough like same again, but I can't get it to work.
Ethan, are you as funny as me and Joe? You got anything like that in the pipe?
I was thinking same again. Well, I'll have a
and then you change your mind and then you have something else.
Same again, well.
Same again, yeah, well, I'll have a Worthington.
Well. Same again, well. Yeah, again, you know what I mean? It's almost there, but I don't know if it's gettable.
Did you buy her any flowers? Card?
No.
Roses?
Yes, no. No flowers. But I did spend time at the flower bouquet making centre in Morrison's.
Nice.
So there's a little counter at Morrison's,
yeah,
where they're putting bouquets together, handmade, bespoke. There was like a line of like eight builders in like high-vis jackets who have just finished work, who are obviously trying to get the last minute flowers in. All the entire flower section is bare. All that's left is like the odd like stem just behind the women at the counter.
Just a stem.
When I tell you, I was stood in that queue for 50 minutes because all I wanted, by the way, was to blow up the 70 balloon for my dad's birthday.
So hold on, you're not even in the queue for flowers.
I'm not, I don't want flowers.
I could just blow that up.
With your helium arse?
It'd take a while. But
exactly. I need helium. This thing's got to go north.
Wow.
And I said, oh, sorry to bump it, because is there anywhere else I can get this? No. This is the only helium thing. Oh, okay, sure. And then they're getting the flowers, and wrapping it up, wrapping it in the third thing, wrapping it in the fourth thing, putting a big bag around the bottom, putting it in, pouring the water in.
It's very Love Actually, isn't it?
Very Love Actually. And I'm stood there going, I need to get back, because...
What's Love Actually?
For no reason, really.
Go on, right.
So I'm stood in that queue for 50 minutes just getting the balloons pumped up.
Gee, and did it work? Success? I thought you were going to get to the front of the queue.
They'd kind of gone down by the time we got to the restaurant in Sheffield the next day. But this is the next day. Oh, so my dad's birthday is the 15th of Feb, obviously. Valentine's the 14th. Just stayed in and had fish and chips.
That's nice.
It's lovely.
We
exchange gifts and ideas.
What was your ideas?
I'm sorry, I didn't get any better gifts. That was my idea.
We had a fish and chips night on the radio. I took over a chippy near here.
Yeah.
Tony's Chippy. Invited five lucky couples down.
It looked good, that.
Fish, chips, mushy peas on me.
How was it?
Delightful. Oh well, I got a fish. Get this. This is this demanding. Got fish and chips on the side, mushy peas.
Fish and chips on the side. What was the main meal?
Just mushy peas. the biggest bowl.
I'll get the bath of mushy peas and just fish and chips on the side, please.
And I'm eating it like that. And I've had about four chips and a little bit of fish. All right. And then they go, oh, we got a singer in. This guy's never done a gig like it, singing to 12 people in a chippy. He's a great guy, by the way. Ewan Sim, he's called. So I had to go and introduced him, had a little quick interview with him, 2 minutes max, went back, and they cleaned up.
You're joking?
Cleaned up. That's upsetting.
That's really upsetting.
And
what, they poured the whole bath of peas down the sink?
Where the hell the food went, because there was a lot left still. So I'm in the throw of the night, I'm visibly upset.
I'm really upset.
Visibly upset. Like that. You go and fucking speak to him.
Happy Valentine's. What? Yeah.
Where's my fucking peas?
What even is a Valentine's?
Anyway, shit. I had a great day, but they cook it in beef dripping.
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
It's delicious, but it was all right.
That's a shame that they threw it away.
I know, gutted. How was your dad's 70th?
Excellent. I'm going to say, what was your Valentine's Day like?
We went to a bite to eat, and then we went on a history walk. Becky loves these history walks. We've done ghost walks in the past. We've done walks. But this one was a tale old as time. It was 1906. We went to the refuge building on Oxford Road, and it's an old insurance building.
Fucking hell. This sounds
And let me
wild.
Tell you this. The best bit was the first 3 minutes.
Was it?
Yeah, because that's when all the facts kind of came out. Then we went to the vault, where I had to pretend I was amazed by a massive door.
Hang on a sec, Keith.
I was not amazed.
Are you
by
with
a
me
massive
on this?
Door.
Going round a building that's literally only as old as your house, that used to be an insurance building. How the fuck are they selling tickets for that?
Oh, he's doing good cash, that lad.
I bet he is. Suckers like you.
I did a head count. 38 people.
38 people turned up to an old insurance. This is where they screwed someone over who'd broken their leg on holiday.
We paid 15 quid a ticket.
For what?
Do the math. Well, it was an hour and a half walking tour.
Yeah, well, it can be if you do every fucking office cubicle.
They go, oh, here's the safe. The safe looks good. This is where the people used to work, telling us facts about the hallways and, like, look at the architecture and... I don't know. I don't want to do any more. I mean,
did Becky like it?
Becky liked it. I was there for the crack and I enjoyed it. And, you know, we've got to see inside the building. It's now a hotel. So you're like, you're walking through the corridors. People are like going down for breakfast. And there's 40 people just walking down, just going past. There's a ghost there, which was nice.
Oh, of course there's a fucking ghost there.
Yeah.
Did they make you wear hard hats and stuff?
No, no hard hats.
I'd make you do that.
Do you know the actual clock? You know the clock by the refuge?
Clock?
The clock.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only fact that I really think is cool is, actually, when I say it out loud, it's a bit shit, but the bees on the clock. There's some bees on the clock.
Pardon?
Bees. There's some bees on the clock. And for the even numbers, the bees have got their little wings out. And for the odd numbers, the bees have got their little wings in. Like they're praying. 15 quid, hour and a half, best fact of the day.
Ethan, give me your thoughts on that, because I don't want to look like a dick here.
Well, this particular place isn't filling me with joy. But the idea of stumbling across things from the past and seeing what people used to do does kind of excite me. I once stumbled across an asteroid. And that was
great.
I think 4.5 million years old.
Stumbled across, and you dated it in the moment, did you?
How did you know? Yeah, how did you know what date it was?
So when I say stumble across, I had no idea it was going to be there. I was just walking through some, like, between buildings, and then there's an asteroid there with a label saying this is 4.5 million years old.
Where was that?
That was in Copenhagen.
Wow. Now that I'd pay 15 quid for.
Yeah, well, you got to get to Copenhagen. That's expensive.
That's true.
You've got to down the road for this one.
Still have to get a train ticket. Did you enjoy that?
Oh,
I enjoyed it.
Do you know what is quite? You should take it to the Victoria Baths where you do your wing fest.
Yeah, we've done Victoria Baths. We've done that. We've done the town hall. We're going to go wading next.
Where's that?
Wading. Is that where you put big boots on and walk in a river?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do next. Up the river.
You're walking up a river?
Yeah, showing us all the different buildings and how things came and, you know, the different parts of Manchester. That's where it first began.
Because everything was built around the river, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's quite good.
Built around the river, so that's what we're going to do in the summer.
Mm. Good. So you walk around a travel lodge, basically, for 15 quid.
No, it's not a travel lodge. It's a lovely hotel.
Yeah. I take interest in maybe a bit of morbid curiosity in visiting the places. Like, you could go to, like, Howard Shipman's GP,
Howard Shipman's GP? Who was that?
Domino's, I think. Or Domino's is below it.
But interesting.
Why would you want to go? So you like serial killers?
Yeah, that is more interesting.
I mean, yeah.
Something's happened.
I mean, but yeah. But what, he didn't really, I mean, once you've seen the room in which he, like, spoke to his patients.
But that's all. But that's all anything is, if we're honest.
No, because I saw a big door.
Oh, of course, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about the big door.
The big door.
But I mean, everything is all just going into a room that now doesn't look like what it used to look like and just imagining what happened there, isn't it?
Yeah, but what if it still looks like what it looked like in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good point. No, so I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, I had a good time and then went to Underpass.
Did you do gifts?
Sensational.
Did you do gifts?
What did I get? No. And then we went to the best food I've had in a long time, Underpasta Bar.
Oh, yeah.
In town. The hype is very real.
Viral sensation, isn't it?
Viral sensation.
Is this your tiramisu in a drawer place?
Yes. If you get there nice and early, you don't have to have a reservation. You can do a walk-in. We got there bang on 12. We looked eager, but they loved it. The best.
The best what?
The best pasta I've ever had.
Really?
I can't describe how good.
How many times does the word "andouille" feature on the menu?
Three. Yeah. They're in do your butter with the focaccia to get you going. Rub me up and down.
And do yourself a favour and get a new flavour.
You fucking love andouille?
I don't mind it.
So
but
don't order it then?
Yes. But the fact that it takes up a quarter of the menu means I'm struggling to avoid the bad boy at this point.
There was an andouille vodka sauce. That's not bad, is it? And andouille butter.
Yeah.
And on the little pizzas that they make, there was an andouille burrata.
Of course there was.
And that's all the andouille that's thrown in your face.
Did you have the tiramisu, the world famous tiramisu?
I did have the world's famous tiramisu.
Shy in it. Overrated dessert.
Tiramisu is just okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a less complex trifle that tastes like coffee.
Yeah, but I could, yeah. Ladies' fingers.
Oh.
So that was...
Sounds like a good end to the night.
That was in the terms, yeah. How was your dad's 70th?
Lovely. Went to Sheffield. Went to an Italian restaurant as well.
Nice.
Very nice. It was the sort of place where you get a handshake and you get a second hand on the wrist.
Ooh.
And then I had a bit of eye contact when you walk in. Lovely family. Lovely
Have you
family.
Met them before? Is this
My
new?
Dad's met them before. So
what
he, when he was in when he was in the when he worked for the newspaper, he reviewed it and gave it a very strong review.
Your dad was the OG food reviewer. Hold on.
Oh, shit, yeah, I didn't think about this.
That's
what?
Mad.
That's
Your dad
mad.
Reviewed food and you've food only just brought this up.
Well, he didn't, that wasn't like the main thing he did. He just did that for a few years toward the end, but he did it for a while, yeah. He would review.
Was it on TikTok?
No, it was in this, I don't think TikTok existed when he left. So mad. He used to, he would review local restaurants around Sheffield. I went on a few with him, sure. I threw my hat in the ring. I gave a
so
few.
So you were the original food reviewer's assistant.
I'm not saying that, but you know. You could have learned a thing or two from my techniques.
That's why you talk about, you know, the balance of stuff.
The balance.
Yeah.
How many times in do you
the sweetness of the sweetness of the potatoes mixed with the saltiness of the that's why.
You know what I'm saying? So I got that from him. Right. So he gave him a good review a few years ago. So now when he comes in, it's handshake and it's second hand on the wrist and it's a bit of eye contact.
Yeah. Discount.
No thanks. But great service.
Extra dough balls.
Extra dough balls, doppio. One of the waitresses had a go at my sister a little bit, which actually was my favourite part of the day. It was a little headmasterly. You're not paying attention to what I'm saying. But my sister didn't know. It was an action.
There's
she was,
no clicking going on.
There was no clicking, but she went. Okay. She, I can't remember what she said. Something to do with like. Are you listening? Or am I talking to myself? I can't remember what she said.
Called her
it
out.
Was something like that. She called her out in a big way. I loved it. I was laughing my head off. But. I think my sister sort of got the grumpies at that point. No, she didn't really. We all loved it. I tell you what, my God, can they quickly deep fry some squid in that place?
It's good. Calamari is good. Oh, there's another 9 out of 10.
Squid,
suggestion.
Bit of lemon juice, a little spiced mayo.
Oh, the spiced
mayo.
Oh,
yes, please.
It is a delight.
Lizzie had what amounts to probably the best mac and cheese I've ever had, but it was like a butternut squash and kind of parmesan. These tiny little rolladors.
Did anyone get a pizza?
No one got a pizza. There wasn't. I don't.
Great.
I don't know if there was pizza on the menu. There might have been pizza on the menu. No one
I
got
just
a pizza.
Don't.
No, my dad got a ragu that would change your life, man.
Really?
Beef shin ragu. Come off it.
Good man. At the age of 70, he's treating himself.
Not
isn't he?
Three bad. Couple of crab linguinas on the side.
Is he still drinking?
He's still on the booze.
A little bit of red wine, maybe.
A bottle to go around.
There's a bottle.
I'm not going to argue with that.
That's fucking mint. That.
I'll have a couple of snifters.
And wow, was that kind of night?
No. You right. Smell the wine before you drink it.
Oh, right, sorry.
Your cocaine.
Dad loving it.
Blimey.
Dad.
Yeah, it was great. My sister brought a newborn baby as well, which was great.
On purpose? Was she invited?
Yeah, she was invited.
What did they have?
Milk. Classic. They love it in Italy, don't they?
They do.
It's basically like, do you know whether you've got the mozzarella and then the pre-mozzarella is like the burrata, a bit wetter?
Yeah.
Just one step below
What's
that.
What's the newborn baby doing at the minute? Can it like wave or anything?
It's very, eyes wide open. It's doing a lot of, it's quite interactive. It's very alert for a newborn. It's about a month old or so. But she's,
are you testing
she's
it?
She's clocking stuff. Right. There are some babies are like, I imagine you as a baby, what was it, 3 or 4 years old before you
Not in an Italian restaurant. My eyes would be focused.
Your eyes are just staring at the door.
I'll spot that calamari a mile off.
Have you seen, Joseph, the pictures of... So, we haven't talked about this, and sorry to interject, but on McGraw's radio show, you see his mum and his gran came in for his first show.
Yeah.
And the pictures that they were showing of you on that reel of...
Well, like this one that I've saved to my phone.
I look cute there, come on.
Immediately screenshot it. Thank you so much for bringing that back up. Joe... Look at you!
Go on then, Ethan, for the audio listeners, describe it.
Oh, just like a baby version of... I don't want to say Augustus Gloop from Willy Wonka. It looks like Joe.
The phrase apple-cheeked boy has never been more apt, has it? You look like
a hairline at that point.
Fantastic hairline.
Nothing going wrong there.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you do look really cute. You do look cute. You look so much like you. Your face hasn't changed. No, but do you know some people like... They'll have like a glow up or whatever.
What did you do? You still look like you, Ethan?
I'd love to see you as a baby.
Yeah,
I had when I was like a kid. I had really like younger. I had really sticky out teeth. Really, like these teeth were 13 millimeters out the top teeth.
13 mil.
Yeah.
Every millimetre counts.
And I was really bright blonde.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you're dumb.
What?
Brown head.
Dumb bitch. So yeah, it was a lovely day. Lovely day. And then back to my sister's, just chilling out, having a few beers.
More snifters.
A couple of snifters. Of course. No doubt.
I went to see Elvis Presley on Saturday night in Stockport.
Talk to me about that. How that's possible.
Elvis Presley, former Bolton Wanderers striker in the 90s, called Mark Hollows, who retired in 2005 after a horrific injury for Altrincham. Now, in his second life, gets all shook up.
Really? The king is back?
The king is back, and I...
Where did you watch him? At the arena?
At my mate... No, my mate's bar, there's 10 of us in. I went to support Andy. He said, I'm trying something new out with the bar. I'm going to open a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Normally opens in 1961?
No, normally only opens at 10 o'clock to get like the evening late trade because he's open till 3.
He said, what bar?
My mate's Andy Golden's bar.
Is that not in Bolton?
Willows. No, he's got two.
He's got two?
Yeah, he's got two. He's doing well.
He's doing well for himself.
He's got a place called Willows in Hazel Grove anyway. So it's come a bit earlier. I'll look after you.
We've got a royal visitor. Let's put it that way.
We had a few pints watching Everton Palace, I believe it was, in the Alex near us. Taxi up to see the king himself. Met him by the door, not dressed as the king, so it kind of ruined it.
Oh, you're
bit.
Joking.
Yeah,
did he still have his Bolton kit on?
No, yeah, he has shin pads on, weirdly.
Yeah.
So I tried to 2-foot him at one point, but he was very well prepared.
Yeah.
And then 9 o'clock comes, lights down.
So, look. I need to ask you questions before we reveal it. Normally with an Elvis impersonator, it's on death's door, chubby Vegas Elvis. But now this guy's a former athlete, so could we see sort of early 60s pre-comeback Elvis?
Well, we were lucky enough to see two types of Elvis. He had a costume change halfway through the night.
Did the second one have a large scarf on it?
He went all in. He did the sort of more slower and softer Elvis tunes at the first section.
Oh, yes.
There was a chair which he sort of like learnt on a little bit.
So he would speak to you in slow. Wow.
Because then he ended on a high.
I would have thought it'd be your early rock and roll to start with, and then you're ending with your ballads.
He went all out at the end, and it was great. Anyway, I got so pissed.
Yeah.
So pissed because the baby Guinnesses were flowing.
What day was this?
Saturday night.
How was it?
Why?
Well, I was just thinking, because I had Cod in a Trap the day before, and you listened to Caught in a Trap the day after.
Nice.
Yeah, that's very good.
Very good, that. Very good.
I can't walk out.
I could have done it. Did he have the sideburns?
Yeah, he had the sideburns. Brilliant. Yeah. I don't remember getting home.
Really?
Yeah, Andy said I was a mess. Andy asked me to DJ for 20 minutes. Apparently, I started doing karaoke.
Which is the opposite of DJing.
And someone came up and said, you're going to have to take him off the decks.
You're
said,
joking. What's up?
And I'm there going, singing, I think it was, which one's Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Oh, one of the worst.
Regretted it. Because it was, anyway.
What happened?
Just that half an hour DJ was probably forgettable for me.
Yeah, you don't want to think about
that. I woke
up
the next day going, I'm a professional now.
You're the face of Radio Manchester now. And what a face.
Don't need me singing like that.
No, not so pissed that you don't know you're doing it in a bar in Hazel Grove. And also, let's not forget, you're headlining as the king opened for you.
Oh yeah,
you need to know the responsibility.
Not many people can say that.
Not many at all.
Not many at all.
Maybe Jerry Lee Lewis in the early days, but after him, it's the king headlines all night long.
You got scammed, Ethan James.
Scammed.
How?
Oh, is it a shame? It's a real shame. I got... What's the phrase, Joe?
Scammed? Sticked up like a kipper?
I really want to get it right, but in my brain, if you're in it, you've got words jumbled and you can't quite pin them.
Okay, dyslexia.
What words have...
I just want to say hook, line, sunk.
Hook, line and sinker.
Yes. But I also want to use the word wink.
Don't.
What? Hook, line and winker?
Oh, maybe I'm getting confused. Anyway... They done me like a kipper.
So he's not even used it.
And so I was trying to buy a ticket for Manchester City against Newcastle.
The Carabao Cup final, for anyone who doesn't know.
No. On the weekend.
On the weekend.
Oh, that's Liverpool. Sorry.
They're going to beat again 4-0 then. What?
Sorry. Oh, that's true, yeah. Oh, sorry, go on. So you're trying to buy a ticket.
I was trying to buy a ticket, and I just thought on the day I might as well pop down, maybe sit in the city end or whatever. I messaged, alas, said she's giving away a ticket. I replied, and then someone inboxed me and said, actually, mate, I'm still trying to get rid of my ticket. Oh, do you want it? And I done all the checks. I said, hang on, mate, your bank details don't match your Twitter profile here. He went, well, that's from a friend. He said, honestly, mate, I've done this before. And he sent me screenshots of like interactions with previous people when it's been like sorted and stuff. So I said, okay, that's a bit more believable. And I said, do you have any proof of the tickets? He sent me a screenshot of the tickets with the seat and the section he described. And then I sent him the money and he said the money never arrived. I rang the bank and then they said it had arrived. And then the days went on and he kept saying, hi, mate. Like, I haven't got that. No, sorry. He then tried to get me to send the money on PayPal and say, look, mate, if you send the money on PayPal, I can still give you the ticket and I'll refund you the other amount. And I said at this point, I don't really feel comfortable to do that.
So he wanted you to send him 110 quid and then still not give you the ticket?
Correct.
What a dickhead. Did you get this ticket?
So I didn't get the ticket and he kept messaging me every day going like, hi mate, has the bank refunded you that? Has it bounced back or whatever? Is there any update? Have you got your money back? So he's trying to like a bit of a smoke screen. Like he sounded quite genuine. He's
gaslighting you.
Yeah, then I saw some Man City tickets account who said, this guy is a scammer. And I was like,
what's his name?
Call him out. Well, there's
get a easy. Yeah.
He
might have some
the
City fans
thing
watching.
Is, I want to be careful because what he did was it's very clever. He made his Twitter account was all like cover photo of like City kind of thing, a picture of like a normal bloke. All of his like tweets and stuff are like talking about City, retweeting City. But then I decided to go back through his profile after I found this, and all the retweets and tweets from about City are in November 2024, where he just went absolutely mental, done 200 tweets on City.
And he's created this
people
look.
Are fucking weird, aren't they?
I know, it's a shame.
Well, didn't you have the shits anyway?
So the thing was, I was thinking, it's actually worked out all right here. The payment's been delayed, and he's not giving me the ticket, so what he might say is he'll give me the refund back and I couldn't go to the game anyway because I was poorly. Mm. So I was hoping I'd get away with it. But
you want to get on that BBC show, you know, Scammers.
Yeah, when they're brilliant that, when they like they intercept the cold callers and they wait for the call to end and they'll ring up the old woman and go, listen, Maureen, we're realising you're in the middle of a scam here. When they ring back, you must not give them any of your information. Wow. It's great, isn't it?
Love that. I remember one of them called him out.
What, to the scammer's face?
To have gone one-on-one.
What, ask him for a fight on the BBC?
Yeah.
Bollocks.
I swear to God.
What, the person getting scammed, not the BBC?
The person, not the BBC. The person getting scammed called the scammer out. One-on-one, let's go.
Wow.
Big time.
Did they have it?
No, they're not, it's not local, are they?
No,
not
always.
It's a shame.
That's a shame. That's gutting that though, Ethan. So you lost 55 quid, did you?
So I sent him a screenshot.
I thought they were because you're getting a ticket in the home end. I was going to say, the away tickets are capped at 30 quid, aren't they? But obviously you weren't getting an away ticket.
It sounded quite reasonable. I messaged the guy with a screenshot of someone labelling him as a scammer from one of these like accounts. And I said, let me know what you're spending the money on, mate. He's not replied yet.
Might not have spent it yet.
Are you going to get that back, do you think?
No.
I'll tell you what I'd love. In about 2 weeks, he sends you a picture of him jet skiing in the Maldives.
It would be funny. I'd respect that.
Yeah.
Cheers, pal. Oh, that's a shame. So 55 quid and food poisoning. What a Saturday.
And I guess...
I'm taking donations, though, to make up for the...
I'm not doing that.
He's like Dom, isn't he, now?
Also, to be fair, here's how you can help. Join the Patreon. We've got a Patreon exclusive... live podcast coming soon as well. Put the date up on there on the Patreon. It's been a bit hectic over Christmas with you starting your new job, with it being Christmas. We've not done as much Patreon content as we'd like. We're getting right back on the road. What?
I've got a bit of wind there. Is that your big brolly before we have some food?
Yeah.
Show it me.
No.
Show me the brolly.
Why?
Massive.
It's my brother, isn't it?
Mad. It's one of those brollies that cost about 150 quid.
Something like that. No, not 150.
40. Triple figures, that.
40.
45, 50. Oh, that, if you, that could have spent my money on a brolly, couldn't
have? Giving the scammer an idea.
Where do you think I bought it from? I'll reply when I spend that money, by the way.
Yeah, he's going to get two umbrellas. So
how annoyed would you be if it was me that had scammed you? Genuinely. Would you fall out with me?
If it was for content, there'd be a bit of respect to it.
Yeah.
But if I'm not getting the money back...
I tell you what, we've not spoken about. When I give your number to one of my mates and told them you were a dog trainer.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that.
We'll have to save that for next week. That's coming out next Tuesday.
That was mental.
When anyone asks me for a number, I always just send them, no matter what it is, just send them Ethan's.
We'll get to that next week.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic show. Before that, I'm getting hungry.
I'm starving.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely, 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 definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Many weeks ago, we started the knockout rounds for the 9 out of 10 World Cup. We know that the journey of this World Cup will lead to one winner. And now, after today's episode, we have definitely eaten the champion. Because... It is the final knockout stage when a roast chicken meets lamb curry in brackets general. This is what Max Smith had to say. Max Smith was the, many, many weeks ago, I think it might be episode 20 or 30. Max Smith brought in the roast chicken from his house just down the road from where we record the studio.
It's a classic. Fresh out the oven.
Oh, that is from the chicken. I thought it was
you brought that from home.
Have you brought
that? Yeah, I only live, you know, close by.
You brought it
yourself? Yeah, yeah.
And you tilted it to the camera.
It's full of pan juice.
That's great. That's real fun, there.
Mate, that is amazing. That. So you can have that for tea tonight?
No, we're having it now.
Yeah, well, it depends how you eat it. If you start digging your fingers in, then
wow,
I guess...
Wow, he brought a full roast chicken that he's cooked at home. Well, it was a great moment, that. Seeing that full roast bird...
Oh, I'll never forget it.
...plop down on the table on this here podcast. But it's got a tough competition on its hands. Now, unfortunately, without Max to be here to bring a full roast chicken in, it is quite hard to find a full roast chicken, if you know what I mean, socially.
Yeah.
So we've got some roast chicken thighs.
Roast chicken thighs.
Which, again, is arguably the best part of a roast chicken. It doesn't have the majesty of the full roast bird being plopped on the table.
Need a bit of salt and pepper.
Well, all right. Do it then. Versus, of course, the lamb curry. They're all in one bowl together. So we're going to taste these and see what we think. Let's have it. We'll be back in a sec.
We have just demolished the chicken curry the lamb curry, sorry, and a chicken thigh. I feel sorry for the chicken thigh.
Let's address the elephant in the room here. That was one of the best curries I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it's one of the best curries I've ever had. And fundamentally...
That was unbelievable! Oh.
What we need to remember, and this is on you, this. When we order from places for the next round, we've got to order the same ones. Because knowing you and your ways, your antics, and don't pretend this doesn't happen, next round you'll just get another random lamb curry from, I don't know, Asda's meal deal section.
But I am wont to do that at times, yes.
That lamb curry could potentially be the best thing we've eaten on this. Well, I feel sorry because the roast chicken had no hope, did it?
No chance. It was like a wasp getting hit by a bus, wasn't it? It's just, you're just in the grill. As that lamb curry rolls through to the next round, that chicken is just an insignificant little demolished item, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ethan, what were your thoughts on that?
Oh. That was... I'm almost speechless, Drew, which I know isn't very helpful for a podcast.
It's not good at all.
But the thing is, listen. A roast chicken, and remembering when Max brought it in, and afterwards we're all getting our little horrible hands in there and ripping stuff apart, and the excitement of that, and when you saw the full roast chicken presented on the table, and we have to be fair here, that's what's really going up against this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Was unbelievable. And when it's hot, and it's salty and peppery, and that's crispy skin.
That is fantastic. It's a fantastic thing.
It's something like, it's worthy for what a king would have. Would you see a king eat a lamb curry?
I mean, probably these days, yeah. I can imagine King Charles eating a curry.
Because we're so much more diversified.
Probably with AI before we get that photo made.
Easy.
Probably could add it in now.
Pop it in.
Listen. It's I know that excitement and that curry is probably the best food I've ever had on here, but let's try and be objective, for God's sake, man.
Okay. Let me read out some of the comments straight away on the Patreon. This in from Daniel Trundle. Massive fixture, generally stumped on what to vote for. Dan Gray says, I love a chicken, but I'd rather have roast lamb on a Sunday dinner anyway. Lamb curry is elite. Jack Jenkins says, giving it to chicken for its versatility. Lamb curry sandwiches, soup, salads the day after? I think not. Colin has
lamb
put this...
Lamb curry is essentially a soup, to be fair.
Yeah, Colin's put this one. Oof, tough one. As a singular entity, lamb curry wins for me. However, put the roast chicken alongside all the other roast dinner trimmings, and it would be a 9 out of 10 club. And then Lee Casson said, can't beat the crispy chicken on a roast.
The other day, and I will say this in defence of the chicken, because we're all in... We're on a collective back foot, aren't we, after that lamb curry just hit us for six. But I roast a full bird the other day.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Again, I've been doing it a bit more recently. It's a good value for money. So for like four,
didn't you buy
quid.
A chicken from that's got like feathers on it and that?
Yeah, it's so free range they teach it to play an instrument while it's alive.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? It's got music lessons. I think it did its 11 plus. That is that treated that
the
well.
Drums.
Of course.
Nice.
The drumsticks. And I ate all of the skin off of it, just hunched over the oven. I ate the entire skin off the entire bird, and it was a fantastic 2 or 3 minutes. Just even to know that wet skin underneath.
I was handling that by the end.
I just ate the whole skin, probably like 600 calories worth of skin, just like that.
Is that how much calories are in skin? Do you think?
I don't know. It's all fat.
A lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. And it's only this thin, but it's just fat and whatever skin's made out of. So you can't argue that that's one of the great things. But that curry, the complexity of the flavours, the fact that it feels like such a treat, it's oily, it's got mutton or lamb as well, which is probably the most flavoursome meat you can have.
Yeah.
It's all broken down, slow cooked, got that spice to it, got that kind of back of the mouth, warm glow of whatever's in there, cardamom or star anise, whatever it may be. I know curry is such a general term, but we're talking Indian style or British Indian style curry here. Absolutely electric. That it has to be that for me.
That curry we just ate came from 7 miles away.
It came from Oldham, which I didn't know when I bought it. It was from a place called Desidara.
You still remember that?
Desidara in Oldham.
Are we going to vote?
When you talk about, this is what they do. Chicken, soul food, children, halal, comfort food, affordable meals, fried chicken, barbecue, comfort food, Indian, salty chicken. It seems like we might have got the best thing on the menu there, because it doesn't sound like they're particularly specialists.
No.
But that was exceptional.
We unlocked something that was quite delightful.
Yeah.
And the fact that we've got one more down there means Ethan is very excited. Yeah.
So I've voted.
Cool. Lamb. Okay, what have you voted for, Ethan?
Lamb.
Why are you whispering?
Don't pretend like it's up for debate. Come on.
I'm saying lamb. I just thought it would be closer, so I'm a bit sad.
I will miss the roast chicken. And
it's worth saying, before we went live, you said the chicken wins.
Because, I mean, I've got to eat what's in front of me, Anna. And what's in front of me is a great lamb curry and a cold chicken pie from Morrison's that's been probably sat there I don't know how long. So unfortunately, chicken, sorry, but it's the lamb curry.
The lamb curry takes it. What's the patron said then? What's the final vote on Patreon?
Said on Patreons, as time of recording, lamb curry is 53%.
Oh, it's a tight one, but lamb curry wins 4-0. There you go, through to the next round. We'll have the draw.
Baby.
We got it wrong. That was the last one, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, so the draw will be next
week. So the draw will be next week for the quarterfinals.
I'm excited.
They're going to go like that.
What about, are we not doing a wild card episode?
Well, we'll have to see.
We might do a wild card next week, because we've got a guy called Jack who once put forward Pringles, salsa and jalapenos.
Yes.
He gets in touch a lot.
That's true. Yeah,
and then there are certain items that have been kicked out that maybe deserve another look.
I wouldn't mind throwing in a Tango Ice Blast.
No, you can't have anything new.
It can't be new. It has
we've
to be
had
stuff
to already been in the competition. We'll do Tango Ice Blast next season.
So we're doing like a loser's bracket final?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you get what I mean?
We'll see on Tuesday anyway. Don't worry about it. Me and Joe will sort that.
You can just eat
curry and turn up.
I've got a top three, if you want, top three.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Tres, dva, jeden.
Quatre, deux, un.
Three, two, eight.
Tres, dois, un.
Tanichi.
The top three.
Top three animals you'd like to wrestle.
Yeah.
Land animals.
I can go first here.
Okay.
Number three, wombat.
Really?
It's stocky, it's trunky, it's got that kind of paddable, kind of mini Joe McGrath vibe going on. But I'm not scared for my life.
Yeah.
Number two, capybara, for the same reason.
What's a capybara?
A capybara is the world's... Great question. Thank you for asking. The world's largest vermin. No. Yes. Something like that. It's basically...
You want to wrestle of the world's largest vermin?
They're so friendly. Known for their modest temperament. These are lovely kids. They're big sort of mouse, rat, kind of beaver-looking motherfucks. But... They're lovely. And I'm not going to kill it. I'm just going to...
No harm would be done in this dream situation.
Except for number one. I want to take down an emperor penguin. They've had it easy for so long. Oh, what are we going to do? Just live so far away no one can have a go at us. Pathetic. Do you know them with the big golden face?
Yeah.
Snap over the knee! All its eggs fall out as I snap it. Why? Done.
How do you know it's pregnant? You impregnated it?
I didn't know. I found out at the same time as you did.
Oh my God.
I just found out then. Okay. As I snapped her over my knee.
Because this is a dream situation, I'm going to go, number three, I'm going to fuck a sheep up.
What, in Japan?
Wrestle a sheep.
Isn't that where there was the nuclear reactor?
No, sorry, I'm going to wrestle a sheep. Wrestle a sheep. Just because I want to know, really, how fluffy are you?
you, of course, being the correct word there.
Yeah, of course, of course.
You could do a little TV show. Who do you think you are?
That is very nice. Very nice.
How are you beating that, number two?
Well, number two is going to be... my mate had a rabbit once, which could open doors.
Do you mean that in terms literally? Or do you
it didn't introduce me to people.
From a business perspective.
It could open doors, and I always thought to ask him politely if I could wrestle his rabbit. But, I think it died because he got too big.
Really? Yeah. Again... For its boots, or do you just mean its brain was too big for its skull?
No, too big. I'd go back in time and wrestle him. I think it was a him. Yeah, it had a big attitude problem. Number one, because it is a dream situation, a panda.
Yeah, I should have said that.
I'd love that. What, were you going to pick a panda?
No, so my number three, and I couldn't quite get to what I wanted, so I just put the Ewok.
Because
obviously I was looking for like a cuddly kind of bear
Ewok
thing.
Ewok is great.
But
Ewok?
Are
we allowing Ewok?
I think we allow it.
From Star Wars?
Yeah, I think we can let him have that. Right, it's his dream scenario, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, go on then.
Do you know what I mean? It hasn't got Warwick Davis in it, has it?
Oh, that was my number two.
You can't wrestle Warwick Davis.
What's your number two?
Noel Edmonds, maybe, but not
Yeah, you
Warwick
can't
Davis.
Wrestle Warwick. He won a BAFTA the other day. Lifetime good, Achievement Award.
Good lad.
Number one, I put the Labrador.
Yeah.
A Labrador, yeah. We could arrange that.
I look after a Labrador occasionally. I know one. I got you a Labrador.
Sky, great dog.
Great dog.
Is it golden?
No, it's a black one.
No, thank you. Golden, please.
It's his dream. Wrestling
it is dream. It is dream.
So you're wrestling a golden Labrador. The thing is, there are some Labradors that are probably way more than Ethan.
Yeah, that's true.
So you might have a tough time on your hands there.
I know a Labrador that was Buck's best mate called Louis, and he had to go on a Zempic. He was that big. Dog of Zempic.
I know him. He lives near me.
Yeah, he does.
He sits in the window giving you the side eye.
He does live near you.
Is he on a Zempic?
A big boy, isn't he?
He's a big boy. He's a barrel full of laughs.
Get this,
without
get
the
this,
laughs.
I'm going to say something now, you'll never know. For some reason, Becky, who sometimes doesn't know, she sometimes gets herself in very weird situations, once went to karate with that family for some reason.
I know they do karate because there's a sign on the window that says karate.
We do karate, yeah.
But
like no cold callers.
Becky went with her.
Went with her, because the family all go.
Yeah.
I said, would you fancy learning some self-defense?
And she went.
She didn't go back.
We call Louis Bingo Bongo because we didn't know his name.
He's called Louis.
Bingo Bongo
big,
to us.
Big boy. Yeah, he's on the Olympic.
Is he?
Yeah.
Bless him.
Good lad.
Could just feed him this. It's not like he's not the one buying the weekly shop, is he? Anyway, that's it.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you very much for watching.
We'll do some wild cards next week, and then we'll do the draw Well, we might do wild cards on the Friday episode.
Wild
and
cards.
And then know the draw then for the exact team going next into the...
I like that.
Well, okay,
let's do it's that. Gone on a while.
It is gone on a while, hasn't
yeah, but we're
it?
Nearly done now. That first round, that was more than 50% of the games, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we'll be able to get through these pretty quick.
That doesn't add up, but, you know.
Basically. We might do like little groups of three now, so then we've got quarters and then... Anything. What are we going to do for the final?
Well, we'll have to find out, won't we?
We'd have to, I think we should take the podcast
out. I tell you what I'd like to do for the final, and this is just pipe dream. I want to get a chef in that cooks both of those things it to us. I want to make a real event of the final, but we'll get to that.
Okay. Thank you very much for watching. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Bye for now.
Wait, Ethan.
No, ta-ra.